Misty Jordan.
Bring it! So earlier this week, we told you that Jennifer Lopez and her boyfriend are going their separate ways. They dated for a couple of years, and, you know, he's getting his things and moving out now. She was paying him allowance. But listen to this. During that whole time, Jennifer Lopez has been married. Yes.
What are you talking about, Missy?
Her divorce to Mark Anthony was just final, like, this week. So for the past 3 years, she's been married during this whole... She's been dating Casper, giving him allowance, living together, all that whole nine.
So can Mark Anthony get some money from this?
I don't know. Mm. So they said the details were completed just a couple of months ago, and it was backlogged in the court, you know, up until today. But Mark Anthony filed for divorce back in 2012.
Wow.
And she's been married this whole time. You done had a whole relationship made up, broke up, and now your divorce is final?
Jennifer ain't beep.
And by the way, for the record, Mark filed for divorce from Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little sleaze. There's a female here who is accused of having HIV and passing it along to other people who they don't know that she's actually has HIV. Her name is Amy Foster, right here in Columbus.
Well, she's in jail, though.
Yes, but she hasn't been charged, so she's facing the charges at this point.
Yeah.
So we have to still say accused and allegedly.
That's right,
she's
told
been convicted
me that.
Of
that's
a crime.
That journalism stuff.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Right. She's 23 years old, and she just had sex with somebody recently, caught this man completely off guard.
The 37-year-old says he asked Amy if she was clean before they became intimate Friday.
So I asked her again, and she told me no. She promised she peaky swear me.
Hold on. We shouldn't be laughing.
The 37-year-old says he asked Amy if she was clean before they became intimate Friday.
So I asked her again, and she told me no. She promised she peaky swear me.
Okay, what's more insulting? The fact that he's 37? Or the fact that he accepted a pinky promise as a validation.
Yeah, as a word.
That you are completely clean. Are you clean? Yes. Pinky promise.
Lock it up. Mean that.
And then a couple days later, you're in court like this. Hold on. That's a girl I had sex with. She pinky promised me that she wasn't burning.
The 37-year-old says he asked Amy if she was clean before they became intimate Friday.
So I asked her again, and she told me no. She promised she pinky swear me.
If y'all know this dude.
If you know yourself. If you know this is you. And you accepted a pinky swear. I bet you he's looking at his pinky right now like, I hate you. You betrayed me.
Before they became intimate Friday.
So I asked her again and she told me no. She promised she'd swear me.
Your pinky left you for dead. Oh, my God.
Forget a condom.
Forget, no, I don't need that.
We don't need no condom. Don't need no test.
No.
We don't need.
I got this pinky right here, home.
We don't need all these other people standing here, her family saying, hey, don't mess with her. She got some. None of that works.
And she reportedly is pregnant right now, 6 weeks by a 15-year-old. I'm not sure if he knew of her health status either.
Friday.
So I asked her again, and she told me no. She promised she pinky swear me.
This might be a drop.
And this is a story right here in Columbus. Again, 23-year-old Amy Foster. Tessa believes that she was from
Southside.
We don't know.
What's that?
It was ABC6 reported it, but I'm not sure if we saw what side of town she was from.
South. That's I believe it's Southside.
You get that on? Do you got that on Facebook City, or did you get that from ABC?
I get it from this answer right here.
So I asked her.
Pinky promised me, you know where she from.
She pinky swear me.
That's a Southside answer.
Well, maybe a pinky swear is stronger than a pinky promise. In his defense.
Hold on, let's hear
man,
it again.
Knock it off.
So I asked her again, and she told me no. She promised she pinky swear me.
All right, who else does she pinky swear? I'm sure it ain't the only one. If you got a pinky swear, call us. 821-1075. Real pinky stand up.